Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Searstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today is Monday, November 15th. November 15th. What a radio program this is. Every time we say the date, we're like, oh, man, is it really going? November 15th. Unbelievable. The month is half over.
Halfway through the month.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And with Thanksgiving taking up a whole week, I'm pretty much saying this month is done.
Yes.
But anyway, today is Monday, November 15th, 2021. Howdy, Butch.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, everything's just peachy keen.
Peachy keen. All right. I like it. Peachy That's keen. Good.
Yes,
That's good.
Yes,
I have no complaints either. I mean, Lord, good to me. I had a nice warm place to sleep over the weekend. It got kind of cold here in the hills, but I'm comfortable, and that's always a blessing.
All right. So let's go ahead and get to gold and silver pricing today. Gold, you know, a little pressure, not much, 280 to the downside at 1,863. Silver's down 25 cents at $25.16. Platinum is down $6 at $1,097. Platinum is up $6 at $1,097. Palladium is up $45 at $2,248. The USDX today was also pretty strong, 0.48, 95.55. Crude oil was up 15 cents at 80.94. Paper markets were pretty much flat. The Dow was down 12 points. 36,087. S&P, no change, basically. 4,682. NASDAQ was the same, down 7 points. 15,853. Asian markets, Shanghai was negative by 5 points. And European markets, whatever happened to them over there, they were all positive, although just barely. You know, you're looking at, 54 points, 3 points, 30, you know, so not anything huge. Let's go ahead and look at the 10-year yield. That popped big along with the dollar, 1.62 on the U.S. 10-year yield. And we've been trying to get all of our shipping done, and so I haven't followed too much of the news today, which, you know, I should, but I guess this just came in. I don't know if it's true. I just saw the headline. It'll be interesting to see how much he has to pay. Did you see that, where Alex Jones has to pay damages to families of Sandy Hook shooting victims?
I saw that defamation
lawsuits. I don't know if there was a number applied to that.
But, I didn't see one.
You didn't see a number with that?
No, I did.
That's kind of interesting. And I don't know. I'm going to let you go ahead and you can start the day, Butch.
Okay, I can do that. There's a lot of things happening. I mean,
yeah, there are.
All kinds of things in every direction. And no matter which way you go, I don't care what it's fear of, you know, war, or it's a sinking economy, or it's health. There's all kinds of things happening. I mean, it's just like it's a continual crisis from the time you get out of bed till you go to bed at night. Sometimes we just kind of stop and regroup and count our blessings, Melody, because if we don't, all this negative can overcome. So I've never done that. I take time just to count blessings. Like I said, nice warm place to sleep and food on the table, and so I'm very blessed. But all this nonsense is happening everywhere. But interesting topic from Bloomberg: global wealth surges as China overtakes U.S. to grab top spot. Yeah, folks, listen to that. Global wealth tripled over the last two decades, with China leading the way and overtaking the U.S. for the top spot worldwide. Now, I don't know if they took into account inflation. Say it tripled. Inflation surely boosted up some, I would think. But anyway, That's one of the takeaways from the new report by the research arm of consultants McKinsey and Company that examines the national balance sheets of 10 countries representing more than 60% of world income. We are now wealthier than we have ever been. And again, I got to put that in perspective, Melody. Okay, you're making more money, but inflation's eating it up. So are you wealthier? Inflation, I mean, wages went up 4%, inflation went up 6%, 6.2%. So we lost 2% in the way of purchasing power. Just because you're making more money doesn't mean that you're wealthier, does it, Melody?
No, it doesn't.
So, folks, it ends up to be in real assets. If it takes more dollars, if you're making, you made $20 last month, and say you made 50 this month, but inflation eat up 60, you didn't gain anything, you lost. It looks like you went up in income, but you lost in earnings. So we are now wealthier than we've ever been, said Jan Misk, a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute in Zurich. Net worth worldwide rose $514 trillion in 2020, $156 trillion in 2000, according to the study. China accounted for almost one-third of the increase. Its wealth skyrocketed to $120 trillion from a mere $7 trillion in 2000. The year before, it joined the World Trade Organization, speeding its economic ascent. So the net world worth went up $15 trillion from $156 trillion back in 2000, which has been 22 years ago, roughly. And China's went up substantially more because they surpassed the United States for so-called wealth. But again, folks, please stop and think. Are you really wealthier this year than you were last year? Maybe some of you are. Maybe some of you have surpassed the inflation scale. And you've really done a lot better. And good for you. But I think overall, what you will find that we're not wealthy. We're actually poorer. We have more numbers on the page. But when it comes to real earnings, what we get to keep, we went in the hole. Now, I think that's just common sense. And people just stop and think and not just take what everybody says and think, well, that's, you know, they're telling the truth. We're definitely wealthier. Oh, I made $50,000 this year, and last year made $45,000, but you spent more than the extra $5,000 in inflation. So you figure it out. Any comments on that, LD?
No, I mean, I think you've said it, you know, we've said it before, and we're going to say it again, I'm sure. And that's what inflation does. It's a quiet tax, and government loves inflation. And so it's just something. And, you know, so oftentimes it's really disgusting to see some of these politicians, you know, the press people coming from this administration. When they get asked a question about people paying higher prices, either in gasoline or at the grocery store, they laugh. They think it's, well, you know, they think it's funny. They think, you know, the people out there can afford it. I've seen them laugh. There was a picture floating around. It was from a CNN. I don't know if he was some host of some program, and he posted a picture that showed a grocery shelf. I mean, we've seen pictures of both. We've seen them empty, but he was showing one that was full. He was showing one that was full. Yes, there are some across this, they are full. And there are some across this country where they are hurting. So it just depends on where you live, but neither or is a funny situation. And it just disgusts me to see these people make light of the difficulty that some people, if not all, but some people have because of these rising prices and so forth. And they're just disgusting people. I was like, how can they do that? And why did they do it? They're certainly not going to, you know, access votes by doing that. But then, of course, the people that are really hurting and don't watch those interviews where people laugh and so forth. So anyway. So it is
something to think about as far, like I said, how this creeps up on us a little bit at a time over many decades. It's not now. If you know what I'm saying.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, it's been something that's been going on for a very long time, ever since they took us off the standard, ever since they closed the gold window and took our currency off gold. We have inflation. We have daily inflation. That's not going to go away.
No,
I don't care if the government came out tomorrow and said, oh, Our inflation has dropped. No, it hasn't. As long as we're on a fiat dollar, inflation will continue to be there, and your purchasing power will buy less each and every day. It is that simple.
Well, you know, the way I can measure wealth a little bit as far as real money, $10 in silver, we'll say 10 silver eagles, is about $350 now. Is that right? About $35 piece?
Right.
All right. Let's say I'll offer you a job. I'm going to pay you $100 a day in fiat currency, $100 in Federal Reserve notes. I'm going to pay you $10 a day in real money. Most people will probably take the $100 not knowing what they're passing up. $350 paper dollars, actually, if you took $10 of silver. How much does that mean that your dollar has dropped since you quit using silver?
Yeah.
It's really easy, isn't it?
It is.
So you think about it in simple terms, folks. $10 an hour of real money. Silver is worth $350 of paper. And very few people I know make $350 a day working on a regular job. So we need to measure this by real standards, not by what they say we're making, not by what we get on our paycheck or W-2 forms, but what we really take home in real earnings. I wish people could understand that simple concept. I really do. But that's all I can say about that, because it's just when you put it in common sense terms, $10 of real money is worth 30 times what the dollar is now. So you figure it out. Any more comments on the other day before we move on?
No, and this morning, talk about work. This morning there was an article out about Portugal is making it illegal for bosses to contact employees outside working hours.
I saw that.
And supposedly it's because they're trying to, encourage people to come to work. And employers who do not abide by these new rules could be fined. The laws do not apply to companies with fewer than 10 members or of staff. But I mean, it's like, oh my. And they're trying to change other laws for making it a little bit easier for employees to work. So.
Well.
Anyway.
You know, it is what it is, but it doesn't make, I mean, what can I say? You pass a law?
I know.
Okay. Whatever, I guess.
I know.
You know, it's just what it is. But, and to know
funny.
We're that far insane with pass laws. I mean, that's, of course, a different country, but we'll be doing the same thing for too long, I'm sure.
Well, sure, we already are.
Anyway.
We already are,
Butch. We truly are. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Really, we are. But here's one that kind of hits home for everybody that realizes where the food comes from. It doesn't come out of Kroger's or Piggly Wiggly. It comes out of farms to those stores. Crunch at ports may mean crisis for family farms. And folks, family farms are struggling right now big time. It's just 60 miles from El Dorado Dairy in Ontario, California, to the nation's largest container port in Los Angeles. But the farm is having little luck getting its products onto a ship headed for the foreign markets that are crucial to its business. The farm is part of one of the nation's largest cooperatives, California Dairies Incorporated, which manufactures milk powder for factories in Southeast Asia and Mexico that use it to make candy, baby formula, and other foods. The company typically ships 50 million pounds of its milk powder and butter out of its ports each month. But roughly 60% of the company's bookings on outboard vessels have been canceled or deferred in recent months, resulting in a $45 million in missed revenue per month. That's a big hit, folks. This is not just a problem, but it's not just an inconvenience, it's catastrophic, said Brad Anderson, chief executive of California Dairies. A supply chain crisis for imports has grabbed national headlines and attracted the attention of the Biden administration as shoppers fret about securing gifts in time for the holidays, and a strong consumer demand for couches, electronics, toys, and clothing pushes inflation to its highest level in three decades. Yet another crisis is also unfolding for American farm exports. The same congestion at U.S. ports and shortage of truck drivers that has brought the flow of some goods to a halt has also left farmers struggling to get their cargo aboard aboard and fulfill contracts before food supplies go bad. Ships now take weeks rather than days to unload at the ports, and backed up shippers are so desperate to return to Asia to pick up more goods that they often leave the United States with empty containers rather than wait for American farmers to fill them up. Now, folks, think about that. Instead of taking our products back to overseas, that also adds to the trade deficit, obviously. They get tired of waiting and go back with empty ship to refill and come back. The National Milk Producers Federation estimates that shipping disruptions have cost U.S. dairy industry nearly $1 billion in the first half of the year in terms of higher shipping industry costs, lost export volume, and price deterioration. But that's really something to think about. The ships would rather go back empty than sit there waiting to be loaded up again. And that's hurting our export business, obviously. So that means that we're going further and further in the hole when it comes to exports and imports. So the ships go back empty and the farmers end up sitting on the product or it goes bad. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Well, no, anything that, you know, doesn't get the normal process is not good. But who's going to fix it?
Well, that's the problem. How do you fix it? Who can fix it? You know, I mean, some of these farmers...
Our transportation secretary.
There you go. Oh, yeah. He can fix a lot of stuff. But anyway, it's sad that so many family farmers are really struggling. And now the dairy farmers, and I know some people that had dairy farms, and one of them I just knew recently, a few years ago, got out. He said they were so regulated and so overburdened with regulation, he couldn't make enough money to pay the bills.
Yep.
Now, folks, think about that. When farmers cannot produce, that means you don't have food on the table. Think about that. And this hit on top of that may seriously disrupt their livelihoods way into the future, and that's going to mean that you're going to pay higher prices for food if you can find the food. That's not being negative, folks. That's being realistic. I mean, look at the price of food. Drive through a fast food diner somewhere and see what it costs to get you a hamburger or whatever. Check out the difference in prices this couple months ago. A Subway meatball sub was $9, and now it's $13.
What?
Yes. My brother went to buy one yesterday. He said he was paying like $9 for one. They're $13 now for a Subway sub, probably a 12-foot sub, 12-inch sub, not 12-foot. But he called yesterday and said, "You're not going to believe this." But that's how prices went up. That's sad, and I don't buy much fast food. I don't care much for fast food. But I know today I got a chicken sandwich, and Marcia got a beef sandwich, and it was $15.34 with drinks. That's quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Folks, that's what we're facing.
Yep, I hear the music, and we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com. dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. And let's see. Pricing. I can't wait. I'm going to have to start looking for the Christmas. Every year they come out with a Christmas index for the 12 days of Christmas. And it's an inflation gauge to see, you know, how much Christmas that would cost for somebody to buy that. And it's always, I always find it interesting, you know, because prices always go up. And certainly, you know, maybe, you know, Eight Mains and Milky, maybe that went down one year, but then everything else might have gone up a little bit more and so forth. So it usually comes out around Thanksgiving, so I'll have to keep an eye on it to share it with the listeners. But so it'll be interesting to see what inflation rate they use.
Well, I have heard this will be most expensive Thanksgiving on record to feed a standard Thanksgiving dinner, so we'll see. You know, we're talking about farmers, and this is another hit in the farmer's pocket. Now, everyone knows when you go car shopping, new cars are hard to find. Used car prices were up 30% last year. So car shopping is more painful than it ever has been, at least for folks who hate making payments. It says wild bidding wars erupt at used tractor auctions across the U.S. No one in America knows the used tractor market better than Greg Peterson, which frankly couldn't be as much of a claim to fame outside the farming towns in the Great Plains in normal times. But these are not normal times. The used tractor business is quickly becoming a crucial marketplace that's allowing farmers to keep harvesting corn, wheat, and soy day and night at a time of insatiable demand from buyers in the U.S. and abroad. With the four-week-old strike at Deere & Company, factories are exacerbating an already acute shortage of new tractors. The used market is the only place for many desperate farmers to turn. Peterson, known to all as Machine Repeat, says this is the most frenzied he's seen the market in his 32-year career. At every level auction he's attended in the past month, the records have been smashed on all kinds of makes, models, and vintages. Machine Repeat's quarterly used values index, which Peterson created after Wall Street announced it kept calling him for on-the-ground intelligence, soared to 9.5 in the third quarter, matching the record highs set during the commodity market boom a decade ago. So it's not, folks, it's affecting everybody. It's affecting everybody on different, no matter what kind of what you do for a living, whether you're a farmer or a ditch digger or a coal miner or I don't care what you do for a living. This is affecting all of us. Inflation affects everyone, except the extremely wealthy, because they benefit from it. They benefit from it. That's why they giggle, you and I, because we're struggling. They don't really care because they're benefiting from it. And that includes most of your politicians, folks. That's just the way it is. I know people don't hear this. That, I mean, that makes maybe upset some, and it really should upset you. The politicians have never taken a hit yet, and they're not going to. They pass their own rules for their own. Now, listen, if you could vote yourself a raise every other year, and you had the power to do that, and somebody else had to pay it for you, you didn't earn it, you didn't put extra hours in, someone just increased your salary, and you got to pay it. How fair is that? When the one who makes the rules gets to name his own price, and you and I got to pay it, how fair is that? It isn't, is it? But that's why they never lose, because they get to put in what they want, and 99% of the time it goes through, and no questions asked. On top of that, they get free medical care, basically free housing. They don't even have to take the COVID shot. These people are the elite in this country. So, unfortunately, that's the way this system now is being run. So, inflation doesn't bother them at all. Not even a little bit. Neither does it bother corporations, because corporations prosper no matter what. Melody, I don't know how to put that, because it's you and I, the people that suffer at this. The people that are the elite, so to speak, actually profit from inflation, don't they?
They sure do.
So
does government.
Of course.
Yep. Corporations, of course. Government.
And here's a switch. Black Americans sue U.S. farms, replacing them with foreign workers. It's like being robbed of your heritage. I never really thought about this, but Black Americans who spend most of their lives working on Mississippi farms are suing their former employer after they're replaced by foreign workers on an H-2A visa program. The lawsuit filed in the United States District Court for the Northern District of Mississippi accuses Pitts Farms of laying off a number of Black Americans, only replacing them with foreign visa workers from South Africa. The H-2A visa program allows U.S. farms to annually outsource an unlimited number of American jobs to foreign workers who can extend their stay up to for 3 years. The foreign families of H-2A visa workers can also come to the U.S. on H-4 visas. In 1997, a little more than 16,000 foreign visa workers were imported to take American jobs on the U.S. farms. Now listen, folks, listen to this. By 2020, that number was ballooned to a record 213,400 foreign visa workers, an increase in the H-2A visa program more than 1,200% in less than 25 years. Wow. Data shows U.S. farms use the H-2A visa program to import cheaper foreign visa workers. Yeah, of course they do. Businesses are going to make a profit. And if it hurts somebody, not all of them, but most of them, look the bottom line. Forget the rest of it. If they make more money by taking away your job and bringing somebody else in, they will do that. Now, what they are doing it. They're not just, they will, they are. So, to go from 16,000 to over 213,000 and do it legally, and they can even increase their state power in this country for up to 3 years, that is a blessing for the business owners for sure, financially, and a boom to those, I think, who are coming in and want to stay here a while longer. Melody, that's just kind of an unfair advantage that businesses have. We'll just fire you and get somebody who's cheaper when you pay. That's not really a fair trade, is it?
Well, it's surprising that it took this long for somebody to have a lawsuit to keep that from happening, because it's been happening for a very long time. And I've talked about it, about what I've seen here on, you know, these coastal areas that they bring in foreigners and to come in and work on the boardwalk and so forth, and the shops and the retail shops and the restaurants and everything. And they use it's amazing, but you know, they provide housing for them. They provide transportation for them. They, you know, everybody gets a kickback from the federal government. The cities do. The people who house them do. I mean, it's a racket. It is literally a racket. And yet, when you ask anybody, well, why don't they hire high school kids to do these jobs? You know? Well, they don't pay enough. Well, I can't. And it's like, well, they could pay enough if, you didn't have to supply housing, and you didn't have to supply transportation, and if you didn't have to, it's all these tax write-offs and everything. It's really amazing. It really is amazing. And so kudos for having the lawsuit. Whether it'll do any good or not remains to be seen, but.
Well, time will tell. And remember last was a Monday? Last Friday we discussed the price of gas in California about ready to hit a record. Well, it did. Actually went over quite a bit, folks. And what you see in California is going to filter back this way. Maybe not to quite the extent of it, but it's going to filter back this way. I took my wife, Marcia, to the doctor, Melody. You know that. I took her to see his patients, and everything looked good, praise God. But where I took her to the doctor, now tell me how this works. It's a 45-minute drive. Gasoline is 31 cents cheaper a gallon, 45 minutes from where I live. How does that work? What do they use to make it to justify that?
You could be in a different county for taxes. You could be supply and demand. I don't know. There could be multiple reasons, and just there probably hasn't been a gasoline war in this country in 80 years.
No one quibble over nickel. But 31 cents is quite a hit. You know, in 10 gallons, you buy another gallon of gas, basically. Save you that much money. So it's just, I don't understand how that's supposed to work. I don't. Yeah, and gas prices are pretty much regulated by the state and counties. So I don't know. Anyway, record surge of gas prices at the pump reached new heights. Nobody wants to hear this, but it's true. Sticker shock at San Francisco Bay Area. Gas pumps was beginning to reach panic levels early Monday as prices surged to more than $4.85 a gallon, setting a new record for the state for a second day in a row. Prices were pushing $5 a gallon in some areas, including Humboldt County, where the average price was $4.97. Think about the money, $5 a gallon for regular gas. Doug Shoup, a spokesperson for AAA, said that although Californians are used to paying more for gas, the price has been much higher lately. Drivers are paying $1.50 more per gallon than a year ago, Shoup said. It means the person who has the typical mid-sized sedan with a 14-gallon size fuel tank, they're paying $21 more to fill up that tank today than they were last year. Representative Karen Bass, appearing on Sunday on CNN's Jake Tapper State of the Union, says something needs to be done to hold down the prices. The median price is $4, and in many places it's $5, Bass said. I know that the oil industry said that one of the reasons for the increase in price is because they had to slow down production because they had to do some maintenance. We have got to reduce the price of gas in California. And I say that's nationwide. Now, in reality, what can they do to reduce it? If they open up the strategic oil reserves, that's a drop in the bucket, folks. I mean, it's going in a few days.
So how temporary, right?
Yeah, it's very temporary. So how do you reduce it? What do you do? I don't know if the production has been cut on purpose in this country or around the world. Of what I've understood, the production's actually up. But so's the price. So I really can't tell you how you can reduce it. But with inflation and the cost of labor going up, there's really, for the company to survive, they have to raise prices some. So how do you cut it? What do you do? Put price fixes on it and make it a law they can't raise it more than a certain price? Well, of course, that's going to mean companies are going to start slowing down. I don't know, Melody. What is the answer for that?
I mean, you know what? We live in a world where that we expect nothing bad to happen, or not bad, but we're inconvenienced, and you know it's. So I was talking to somebody today, and they were talking about a topic where I kept thinking to myself, well, you know, if we go back to the 70s and 80s. If government would have left things to fall as they might, we wouldn't be in this mess today. And yes, it would have been a little more difficult back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and the 2000s, but we wouldn't be where we are today. And they just keep, you know, creating these situations because it's like for money, greed, power. But on the other hand, if they just let stuff happen, we all would be okay. But they have this need to keep everything, just like the stock market now. They have this need to keep it pumped high. Well, I know why they have to keep it pumped high, because of the trillions of dollars sitting in their retirement accounts and pension funds and 401s. Can you imagine, you know, once that collapses, if it went back down to 6,000 or even 10,000, the trillions of dollars that will be wiped away, what happens to the people of this country that really is keeping it going? So, yeah, they're going to use every ditch effort they can do to keep the things going. But anyway, it's a little off topic, but it's kind of the same. They don't let anything bad to happen. It's just like oil. It's like, you know, do what needs to be done. If there's a little bit of time of inconvenience, so be it. Is it better for this nation? Is it better for the people?
I wonder what would happen if they started backing the dollar with silver again. Just silver, not gold, just silver. What if they had real substance behind the dollar? What would that do? Would that break the economy for a while to get it back in line? What would happen? Yeah, I'm sure it would hurt. But 10 years from now, we'd be very thankful we did it. Unfortunately, that isn't happening. No one discusses that. No one discusses going back to a real sound.
Right.
It's real sound money. They don't discuss it.
Nope.
You know, they went to oil back in the 70s because they took the silver out of the money. They went to oil. Well, for a little while, that kind of made things slow down a bit. Inflation wasn't so bad. But now that's basically going. The dollar's not going to be accepted anywhere in the world, really. So to go back to sound financial maintenance is the answer. But it would hurt like it is. It would hurt like, you know, what for a little while. But folks, in a few years, we'll be so thankful. And our children will thank us for it. To go back to something where you have something of value in your hand. Where that's redeemable in real value. Take a piece of paper, go to the bank, get silver. An ounce of silver. Yeah, you could do that back in the 60s, up to 64. You go to the bank, take a silver reserve note, and you get a silver dollar out of it. Today, you take it over there and you get a silver, they call it a silver dollar, but it's a piece of alloy metal with silver in front of covering in it. So that's what's happened. It isn't had nothing to do with supply and demand. It has to do with fiat currency. Period. That's it. That's the problem. Of course, governments can't spend like idiots when you have sound money, because they can't go over what they have in stock in the way of silver to purchase things, to spend money. They have to stay, live within the means. And that ain't going to happen. It can't. I mean, that would really hurt now, because they start cutting all these programs that's been spent in trillions of dollars worth every year. Mm-hmm. There might be a quicker revolution than the other way, but all I know is it would hurt really bad, but it would put us back on a sound fiscal base where we could actually make a profit and live in this country in a much better society, much more prosperous society.
Well, this hurts me really bad. We're heading into a break. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think we've ever listened to that that tune all the way in. But anyway, welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And just the big headlines out today, Butch. Did you see that? NATO alarm over Russia troop buildup boiling point.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I think I got that coming up here. But yes, I did.
Anti-satellite weapon test.
Yep. And China threatened Australia. We'll cover it in a minute.
Wow.
It's a lot going on. But I think this one, this next one, may get some people's interest, I think. You're not going to believe this, but it's really happening, folks. Everybody knows what UBI is, Universal Basic Income. Well, Los Angeles is going to defund the police, Melody. And guess what they're going to use the money for?
UBI?
Yes. Guaranteed income experiment. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. When people think of the proper role of city government, they usually think police, roads, and schools. The city of Los Angeles ranks near the bottom in all three, not to mention having the worst homeless problem in the country. Perhaps this is because the city seems more intent on engaging in social experiments than fixing roads, fighting crime, and improving schools. The latest example is this new Big Leap basic income program designed to transform the role of local government. While defunding the police and giving free money to people are considered fringe ideas in most places, in Los Angeles, it's becoming reality. Oh, my, when we live in California. Last week, it began accepting applications. Now, listen, folks, this is for real. Last week, it began accepting applications, like applying for a job, right? For what amounts to a lottery for 3,000 lucky winners. The prize is $12,000 per year at a total taxpayer cost of $36 million. One more time, at a total taxpayer cost of $36 million. This is far more than the $2,000 per year Andrew Yang, who introduced the concept to the American in his presidential race, recently proposed to New Yorkers in his mayoral race. New Yorkers rejected it, giving him just 12% of the vote. About a third of the money comes from defunding the Los Angeles Police Department, another radical idea rejected in other areas. It was just roundly rejected by voters in Minneapolis, despite it being the center of Black Lives Matter defund police movement. All the money, of course, comes from Los Angeles taxpayers. What resembles a lottery, most are not eligible to win. The city effectively takes about $20 per taxpayer and redistributes it through what is assured to be a random draw to others. Now, we're going to start having lottery drawings to give away free money that taxpayers paying for. Think about that, folks. And defunding the police with crime on the rise everywhere. To be eligible to win this lottery, there is nothing you must do but meet the qualifications established by the city and fill out a lengthy questionnaire. You must have at least one child, thus making it yet another government program that has the effect of encouraging the poor to have children. You also must have income below the federal poverty line. For instance, a single mother with two children making over $22,000 per year will not qualify. Thus, the program acts as another dangerous work. One more time. Thus, the program acts as yet another that dangerous and discourages work, since merely by working less, a person can get more money. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Where are these people's heads? Take away money from the police, tax the taxpayers $20 extra year, have a lottery who gets to get the free extra money, $1,000 a month. If a single mother has two children making over $22,000, she's unqualified. $22,000, folks, especially in a state like California, is not enough to hardly buy groceries for a year. But they're going to give money out to people that's so discouraging them going back to work. Melody, when you thought they have learned a lesson with the federal handouts over the last year or so where people don't want to go back to work, when you thought they would have figured out that this isn't working because people are going to stay home, wouldn't that make sense?
Well, yeah. What's your question?
Wouldn't you think that these people have figured out now that because of the federal handouts over the last year, a lot of people did not want to go back to work, so they didn't have to work. Well, when you think that if they start getting people that make less money every money or month, that they're not going to look for a job, when you think they figured it out already, they're not going to go to work. They're making more staying home. When you think they can understand that to the point of not doing something so stupid?
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. But I mean, that's you know what it's. You know, designed to do. You got to make openings for all of those illegals coming across. They need to have jobs.
I mean, we're watching this happen, and we're kind of chuckling about it, but it's not funny. I mean, even 20 years ago, this would have been laughed off the stage. It wouldn't have happened. But now they're doing it.
Hey, Butch, we...
Yes?
We have a caller.
Okay.
I believe it's Greg from Michigan.
Yeah,
hello?
I know.
Hello? Yes, you Melody? Are. Welcome to the program. Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Well, thank you so much. How are you doing there, Butch?
I'm doing well, sir.
Okay. The UBI, a little comment on that. The elite look at us like farm animals, cattle and sheep to
sure.
be sheared.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm sure both of you are familiar with what a farmer does when the hens don't lay, or mm-hmm. the cows don't make milk, or the sheep aren't producing wool anymore. What does he do with them? Does anybody think they keep them around and feed them for sentimental value?
They make dumplings out of the chickens. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, the layers become stewards real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this is going. And that's, you know, this whole thing, yeah, they might do that for a while to keep everybody quiet. But then, well, they're going to come up with a new virus or something and call the herds or the flocks
very true.
Or
very
whatever.
True. Yes, and it could happen this winter.
Oh, yeah. And well, they're probably already doing that. And that's this UBI, this promise, you know, this little carrot in front of everybody's nose. That's just to keep the masses quiet for a while.
Very true.
And I think everybody should think about that.
I agree. The more we depend on government and man to take care of us, the more enslaved we become.
You got to learn to take care of yourself.
That's right.
You got it.
Good call.
Thank
Greg.
You
Anything else?
Thank you, Greg.
Good point. Good point. Now, back to good old Los Angeles. When somebody robs you, Melody, guess what they told the people to do while they're being robbed?
Call for a psychologist?
Oh, they said cooperate and comply. I am dead serious. Yeah, the official release states, due to an increase in violent street robberies, so we're going to cut back on more police and give you UBI. Oh, it makes sense. Good job. Anyway, due to the increase in violent street robberies, Robbery Homicide Division has become aware of an ongoing crime trend that follow homes robberies. Suspects have been locating victims in Los Angeles, following them, and then committing the robberies as the victims arrives home or at their business. California is one of the most stringently gun-controlled states in the union. In spite of all the gun ammunition controls, Los Angeles is seeing an increase in violent street robberies. Crime increases when people cannot defend themselves. The Los Angeles Police Department tweeted a release Tuesday advising city residents to cooperate and comply when being robbed. Well, if you disarm, they got a gun in your face, you don't have much choice, do you?
Nope.
You don't. And when you're not allowed to own a means of defense, that puts the other guy at a very distinct advantage. And I'm sure that if I were going to make a living in a community as a robber, I'd want to go where the guns were allowed, not allowed. I want to go to gun-free zone. How about you?
Great. I know. It's such a crazy world. I mean, we chuckle and so forth. It's like, what are these? You know, it's like the thinking and it's just so obvious anymore. You almost have to chuckle. I mean, as dangerous and serious as it is, and it's not a chuckling matter, you just have to shake your... It really is amazing.
It is. It is. Now, moving on, because I want to get a couple of articles covered very quickly here. Evers, that's Governor Evers of Wisconsin, authorizes National Guard troops to support authorities in Kenosha. You know what's going on there in Kenosha, of course, with the trial of Carl Rittenhouse. Approximately 500 Wisconsin Army National Guard troops are reporting for state active duty as authorized by Governor Tony Evers to support local partners ensuring public safety in conjunction with hundreds of officers which from volunteering law enforcement agencies. This is the trial of Carl Rittenhouse in its final stages. We continue to be in close contact with our partners at a local level to ensure the state provides support and resources to keep the Kenosha community and greater areas safe, said Governor Evers. The Kenosha community has been strong, resilient, and has come together through incredibly difficult times these past 2 years, and that healing is still ongoing. I urge folks who are otherwise not from the area to please respect the upcoming community by reconsidering any plans to travel there and encourage those who might choose to assemble and exercise their First Amendment rights to do so safely and peacefully. So, in other words, we're going to call in the military, folks. That is a huge, huge move. Huge move. An article written by a guy named Brian Michael Jenkins said, politicians face violence and threats from voters and each other. Are we nearing a civil war? And I'm not going to time it through all that. But
no.
He's making some very good points here that we need to consider. And no, God forbid, we don't want to happen. But they call the military to keep peace. That's a sign of a decaying society, is it not? That doesn't take a rocket science to see the fact that this is a sign of a decaying society. When you defund the police, in Los Angeles perhaps, you get called military to help control the rioters in Kenosha. Is that not a sign of a decaying society? When people are afraid to even go out at night in communities where they were maybe born and raised? This isn't nice, folks. This is not what should be happening. But it is. It is. And very quickly, China threatens Australia with a heavy attack and warns Allied forces better be prepared to sacrifice in defense of Taiwan after Peter Dutton confirmed he would join the U.S. in protecting the island. So China has just said to told Australia, back off, or you're going to be hit by have a heavy attack on you. Yeah, folks, it's heating up. It really is. And one last thing I want to comment on, Millie. This is really sad, but I have to share it. Holiday hell. 3 in 5 Americans banning unvaccinated relatives from family gatherings. How sad is that? The holidays are about to get heated, and politicians aren't even the main issue this time. Nearly two thirds of vaccinated Americans are banning unvaccinated family members from their holiday gatherings this year. Gee whiz. A survey of 2,000 residents conducted by one poll on November 2nd examined how the COVID-19 vaccine has impacted people's relationships with their loved ones ahead of the holiday this year. According to the results, 2 in 3 respondents feel they cannot go home for the holidays without getting vaccinated first. Of the 65% who are fully vaccinated, only 6 in 10, 58%, have reported cut off family members who refuse to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, 63% don't feel comfortable inviting unvaccinated relatives to these parties. Melly, that is so sad. Families divide over this now. Divide and fighting over it. My goodness, they're dividing this between races, between, I will say, classes perhaps, middle class and upper class and lower class. Now they're dividing families. That is so sad. And coming up on the holidays, I mean, how's that going to make people feel when they're not invited to their mom and dad's or grandma and grandpa for dinner? Any comments on that, Melody?
No, more division within the families.
And when the family's going, what is there left to build on? The family's the foundation of every society. Without a family foundation, there's no society. It's from the bottom up. That's what we're facing, folks. Again, uncertain times mean that you have to make certain actions. I hope you're really thinking about what we're saying. I hope you're preparing yourself. Maybe by the grace of our God in heaven, we'll slide through this, and it won't be near as bad as what I thought it was going to be. But I've always liked to err to the safe side. That's why I make sure there's air in my spare tire. I don't want a flat. Don't think I'll get a flat. But don't want to be caught without air in a spare tire. It's happened to me before one time, so it won't happen again. A spare tire without air in is useless. Unless you have something to back up what you have, you're waiting for something to happen. It's going to be disastrous. You're going to be hurting. Call Melody and talk to her about some precious metals while you can. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And ask her what you can do. I don't care if you get $500 or $50,000. Ask her what you can do to prepare. Just still be on the safe side. 800-375-4188. I mean, that's about all I got to say. I don't know what else to say because...
Well, I'm glad that's on you because we're out of time. So
okay.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today, and we'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.